Hello, today is the 10th of March, 2024, and today we have the Three of Swords in reverse. Libra, Gemini, Aquarius. I can't make this up. Once again, we have the sad and sorrowful Three of Swords, but today we see it in the reverse. The three long swords or knives that are stabbed through the red heart are falling out one by one. In the reverse, those gloomy gray clouds overhead are now at the bottom of the card, and the gray sky now at the top, and it's starting to clear. So we're getting over it, the painful event, the betrayal, the backstabbing, the breakup, divorce, or loss. But how? Keeping in mind that the suit of air, swords, or knives is verbal, perhaps we talked it out, or talked them out, I mean those painful blades. Perhaps those sharp words were taken back, as in, I didn't mean what I said, or perhaps we just talked it out with a friend or therapist or grief counselor. We can't very well walk around our whole lives in pain and suffering. My excellent acupuncturist, well-schooled in traditional Chinese medicine, explains that anger is held in the liver. I did learn from the 24-hour circadian clock what a pericardium is, which is the double-walled sac containing the heart and roots of the great vessels, and seems to need to relax between 7 to 9 p.m. Light reading and a foot massage, specifically, is what the clock says. Sounds nice. Stress of any kind isn't good for us, of course, or carrying around old grudges and painful memories. Reverse cards are also interpreted as the energy in the extreme, but I don't read the Three of Swords reversed in that way unless there are other cards around it to support that interpretation. The reverse Three of Swords to me simply means the worst is over. The clouds are blowing away. The damage is done, but the healing has begun.